The tram brakes squeal like a seagull that's just been told a bad joke. That's the sound of Zagreb in August, apparently. Not the elegant Austro-Hungarian facades or the medieval hilltop, but the intimate, metallic groan of a city rebuilding itself. Everywhere you look, there's a digger, a diversion, a length of torn-up track. It's not the postcard picture. It's the real one. And for someone trying to actually move here, it's perfect. You learn the city through its cracks.
I'm Ivana Marek.
In the last episode, I landed at Franjo Tudman Airport, survived the paperwork for my OIB, and opened a bank account. I got a SIM card, register my rental address. All the boring, vital stuff. Today, day two in Zagreb, I'm going to sort out the practicalities that actually make a place feel like somewhere you live, not just visit. I'm going to figure out how to get around when the trams are redrawn, find a decent coffee that isn't a tourist trap, and I've got a train to catch to a little town called Samobor. It's a test run, a dry run for the rhythm I want for the next year. First, the practical stuff. I need to actually use my new bank card. The woman at Zagrebacka Banka was patient with my terrible Croatian and my even worse attempts to remember my new PIN. She handed me a card, a mobile app to download, and a piece of paper with my IBAN that I'm pretty sure is the key to my entire existence in this country. It felt momentous, like I'd been issued a passport to the local economy. I'm told that on top of your passport and OB, they usually want proof of address. I had my rental contract, so I was ready. It took about an... My SIM card from Tisak is a different story. It's a tourist SIM, about 10 euros for 10 days of data. It's fine, but it's a plaster. It works, but it's a temporary fix. The woman at the kiosk warned me it only works in Croatia, not in the rest of the EU. For my slow descent down the Adriatic coast later, I'll need a proper contract with a Croatian provider. The city is one big construction site. The Zvonimirova Street tram track reconstruction has thrown Route 7 into a loop, and lines 1, 9, and 17 now stop at TRG's Rtava Fasizma, with a substitute bus number 602 to Borongac. Then there's the Savska / Vukovarska intersection rebuild since early July, which has pulled line 13 out of service. Locals are complaining online. I'm not surprised. I tried to get a tram to Dolak Market this morning and ended up in a part of town I didn't recognize. The conductor, a wonderfully grumpy man, pointed me back towards the center with a wave and a single, definitive word, Jesk, on foot, and he was right. So I walked. It's the best way to see a city, especially one where the public transit is having a collective nervous breakdown. I walked up past the cathedral, its twin spires still wrapped in scaffolding from the 2020 earthquake, and into the market at Dolak. The red umbrellas were out, a sea of crimson under the hot sun. The stall holders were shouting about peaches, and the scent of fresh bread mixed with a faint, earthy aroma of the small, wrinkled potatoes that seemed to be a national obsession. I bought a paper bag of cherries and a lump of fresh cheese, and I sat on the low wall, watching the city do its morning things. The upper town was my next stop. I took the funicular, which apparently reopened in mid-May after months of restoration. It's one of the world's shortest, a little yellow box that crawls up the hill for less than the price of a coffee. I walked the cobbled streets of Gradec, past the stone gate, which still has its little camelit chapel inside. It's a strange, powerful place, a sanctuary in the middle of the old town. I found St. Mark's Church, with its famous tiled roof, the red, white, and blue shields of Croatia, Dalmatia, and Slavonia bright against the blue sky. It's the postcard moment, but it's real, and it's big. All that walking made me hungry. I needed a real, no-fuss lunch, the kind of place where locals go. I remembered a name from my research, Law Struck. It's a tiny, bright place, and they do one thing, gloriously, struckly. You know, the baked or boiled pastries with cottage cheese. I had the traditional one, baked with a bit of sour cream. It's comfort food, pure and simple, the kind of thing that makes you want to move in next door. It cost me about 8 or 9 euros, which felt like a steal for something that filled me up so thoroughly. After lunch, I needed a coffee, the kind that's a ritual, not a fuel stop. I walked down to Zrinjevac Park, There's a spot there, Kwawa, a specialty coffee place that I'd seen pop up in a list. It's a small, serious place. I ordered a cappuccino, and the barista did that beautiful thing where the milk and the espresso just combine. It cost around €2.30, which I'm told is about average for the city. It was a good coffee. I sat at the window, watched the trams rattle past, and felt a tiny, quiet moment of belonging. In the evening, the city takes a different shape. The heat of the day breaks, and everyone comes out. I walk down Talsasiva Street, a pedestrianized strip that's the beating heart of the city's evening life. It's a carnival of cafes and bars, people spilling onto the pavement, and the air is thick with conversation. I took a seat at an outdoor terrace. I was tempted by a local beer, a bottle of something from a craft brewery I'd seen in a shop. It was about €3.20, which is a bit more than in the supermarket, but you're paying for the view and the crowd. I watched a group of friends laugh about something, their conversation a pleasant blur of Croatian. On a side street, I heard the unmistakable harmonies of a klapa, the traditional a cappella singing group, a moment of pure, undalmatian magic here in the continental capital. I could have stayed there all night, but I had a plan for tomorrow. I wanted to test the living here, not touring rhythm with a proper day trip, one that uses the country's bones, the railway. I'd heard about Samobor, a small town just west of Zagreb, famous for its cream cake. The train station is the main gateway to the country, and I wanted to get comfortable with it. The next morning, I was at the main train station early. It's a big, imposing Austro-Hungarian building, a cathedral of travel. I bought a ticket to Samobor. It was a few euros, a ridiculously small price for the freedom it represents. The train was a red and white beauty, clean and comfortable, and it felt good to be moving. The journey was about 30 minutes, and the city quickly gave way to a softer landscape of hills and villages. I was reading, watching the world go by, and I realized I felt a lightness I hadn't felt in a long time. Samobor is a picture postcard town, all pastel facades and a lazy river running through the middle. I found the main square, and of course, I went straight for a slice of the famous krumsnida, the cream cake. It was a tower of vanilla custard and whipped cream on a flaky pastry base, and it was magnificent. Sitting in the square, with the church bell chiming noon, I felt a deep sense of satisfaction. It wasn't a tourist checklist moment. It was just a day. A train, a cake, a wander. That I'm beginning to understand is what living here is about. It's the small, quiet victories of navigation and taste. Back in Zagreb, I'm done with the practical stuff for now. My bank account works, I have a SIM card, and I know how to get out of the city. I've sorted the infrastructure of my new life. The city itself, with its torn-up tram lines and its vibrant evenings, is the next puzzle to solve. Tomorrow, I'll start the day with a walk in a park, maybe Maksimir, to try and find a moment of green calm. And there's still that dance party at Zrinjevac I keep hearing about. But for now, my feet hurt, my mind is full of names and numbers, and I'm one step closer to calling this place home.
Dobar dan, Zagreb.
This is Ivana Marek, and this is the Croatia Travel Podcast. Until next time. The tram brakes squealed again as I got off, and I smiled. It's the sound of getting on with it. The sound of a city that knows its tracks are old, but is digging them up anyway to make something better. I'm here for it.